奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续来学习道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to learn His word.
昨天晚上我们提到，我们要在神真恩上站立得住。
And yesterday we talked about how we need to stand firm in the true grace of God.
我们再来看一些这些经节，看彼得前书第五章。
Let's refer to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
我们来读第十二节。
First Peter chapter 5, verse 12.
彼得前书五章十二节，我略略的写了这信，托我所看为忠心的兄弟希拉转交你们，劝勉你们，又证明这恩是神的真恩，你们务要在这恩上站立得住。
Verse 12. By Silvanus, our faithful brother, as I consider him, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God in which you stand.
我们要在这个神的恩典上，真正的恩典上站得住，这个是一个很重要的劝勉。
So this is very important exhortation if we are to stand firm in the true grace of God.
那我们知道，这彼得前书哈，他最后强调说，我们要把忧虑卸除给神，不要扛忧虑在身。
And we know that at the end of 1 Peter.We are exhorted to cast all our cares upon God and not to carry our burdens ourselves.
那我们要谨守警醒。
And that we must also be sober and to be vigilant.
要了解我们信仰本身就是一场属灵的征战。
And we must know that our faith is the spiritual battle.
那要明白魔鬼像吼叫的狮子遍地游行，要找那可吞吃的。
And that we need to know the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking those whom he may devour.
可是我们可以不用忧虑。
However, we do not need to fear.
我们需要用坚固的信心抵挡，就能够蒙保守的。
And we need to have this strong faith to know that we will be protected.
那我们要能够一直坚持这个神所赐给我们这个恩典。
And to hold fast to this grace given to us by God.
那现在问题就是我们要怎么样能够站立得住啊？
So the question is, how is it we will be able to stand firm?
信仰是一生之久，不是一时冲动而已。
Because faith is not just a momentary movement, it is for a lifetime.
有些人他想要来信靠神，因为可能大环境发生一些变动，我们想要说我来到神面前得保护。
And there are some who want to hold on to their faith, and because of what is happening in the environment, they want to come before God to receive His protection.
所以通常如果有一些事情发生的时候，就像刚刚九一一的时候，很多人都到教堂去敬拜神聚会。
And so when something happens, for example, recently with 9/11, then many people will want to go to church to seek after God.
那没多久以后，这个人潮就退去了。
And then not long afterwards, then the numbers will gradually start to fall.
就是习惯了以后，就回到原来的生活模式里面去了。
So once they become accustomed to something, they'll just go back to their normal life.
想一想，那个事情也没有想象的那么糟糕，生活还是要过。
So then maybe things aren't as bad as you originally thought, and you just continue on with your life.
就像这一次的疫情一开始的时候，好多人祷告，但是慢慢这个祷告的声音就减少了。
And just like with the pandemic in the beginning, many people were praying, and then gradually these voices of prayer become less and less.
所以有些人来信神，或者是来聚会，只是一时感动或一时需求，那等到这个浪潮过去之后，又恢复原来。
So oftentimes there are people who they will seek after God, they will pray, but it is a momentary thing, and once this wave have passed, then they will fall back.
但是我们今天真的在信主人不是这样子。
But for those of us who truly believe in God, it should not be the case.
信仰是一生之久的。
That our faith should be a lifetime pursuit.
因为当我们认识了这位神之后，
And because when we truly know this God,
我们要继续的追求更认识他。
We need to pursue to know Him even more.
我们接触了圣经之后，
And after we have come across the Bible,
我们要不断的去读神的话语。
We need to continue to read the Word of God.
这个就好像一个无穷尽的宝藏，你越去挖掘，就发现就得到越多。
It's like this endless treasure, and the more you dig, the more you find.
那神是福气的源头。
And God is the source of all blessings.
我们跟他越靠近，我们的恩典就越多。
And the closer we draw ourselves to Him, the greater grace we receive.
我们对生命的认识就越完整。
And then the better we will come to understand our lives.
好，所以我们现在要能够让自己在这个恩典当中，这条道路上一直走下去，这需要有一些装备才行的。
So in order to continue on this path of grace, we need to properly equip ourselves.
圣经里面，我们如果读旧约圣经，你就会发现他一直在讲以色列百姓这群选民国度里面所发生的事情。
And if we look at the Old Testament, we see all the happenings regarding the chosen people of God.
那这一群神的选民，他们留下了一些见解，我们不可以忘记。
And these people of God have left us various warnings that we must not overlook.
我们这个聚会，小弟想要从《生命记》摩西所写的一篇歌来跟大家查考。
So for this session, we will study from a song of Moses in the book of Deuteronomy.
在《生命记》31章、32章里
，It's Deuteronomy chapters 31 and 32.
这是摩西他已经人生要结束，神已经告诉他说你要离开了。
And this is towards the end of the life of Moses when God has told him that he will be departing soon.
那摩西也很清楚自己他的终点也到，神不要让他进迦南地了。
And Moses is clear that at this ending point of his life that God will not allow him to enter the land of Canaan.
那他要离开以前，他留下给他所爱的这群百姓几件非常重要的礼物。
So prior to his departure, he left this very important gifts to the people whom he loved.
我们说，如果一个人要走了，他要离开以前，他所留下的就是他认为最重要的。
So when a person is about to leave, what they leave behind will be the most important.
那我们现在如果来看《生命记》31章。
So let's refer to Deuteronomy chapter 31.
31章。
31.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你摩西去告诉以色列众人，这个就是他对众百姓所讲的话咯。
So these are the words that Moses spoke to all the people.
然后第二节说，我现在120岁了，我不能够照常出入，主也曾对我说，你必不得过约旦河了。
Verse 2, he said to them, I am 120 years old today, I can no longer go out and come in. Also the Lord has said to me, you shall not cross over this Jordan.
其实摩西120岁，到最后34章他说他眼目没有昏花，他体力没有衰败的哦。
So even though he's 120 years old, in chapter 34, it says that his eyesight was not diminished, and nor was his natural vigor.
他看得很清，他的眼睛没有昏花，就是他看事情看得很准的。
So his eyes were not dim, and he could still see very clearly.
他不是只有看表面，他看到以后的。
And he did not just look upon the surface, that he could look further afield.
他的体力没有衰败。
And then also his natural vigor was not diminished.
所以到最后他那个精神，你看他那个精神，他可以在众百姓的面前，他独自登上尼泊山。
So with this kind of spirit, he was able to stand before the people, and he went up on Mount Nebo.
都没有人扶他了，没有人在旁边跟他一起了。
And there was nobody by his side.
今天120岁，如果我们说我们去走路，可能人家旁边要有一个人帮你扶着了。
So if we're 120 years old, you want to go for a walk, you probably need somebody.
更不要说要爬山。
I'm never mind going up a mountain.
众百姓就看着他，他独自的，他缓缓的走上山顶上去。
So all the people watched as he went up this mountain by himself.
然后最后他死在那里。
And that was where he died.
那他要走以前，他对百姓说的一番非常重要的话。
And before he passed, he spoke these very important words to the people.
那神也通知他，他神要他做另外两件很重要的工作。
And there were also two very important tasks that God gave him.
第31章的第三节。
Chapter 31, verse 3.
他跟百姓说，主你的神必引导你们过去，将这个国民在你们面前灭绝，你们就得到他们的地。耶稣亚一定引导你们过去，正如主所说的。
The Lord your God himself crosses over before you. He will destroy these nations from before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua himself crosses over before you, just as the Lord has said.
他强调说，神一定引导你们过约旦河，去得这个应许的美地。
And he says that God will cross over the Jordan before them, so that they can receive this promised land.
那约书亚会继续他的工作。
And that Joshua will continue the work.
所以摩西留下一段非常重要的肺腑之言，他对百姓的鼓励。
Moses left behind these very critical words as an encouragement to the people.
留下了一个继承人来继续带领的工作。
And he left also a successor to continue the work.
那他对百姓强调说，你要刚强壮胆，不要害怕。
So he emphasizes to the people that they must be strong and to do not fear.
第六节说
，Verse six，
你们当刚强壮胆，不要害怕，不要畏惧他们，因为主你的神和你同去，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you.
为什么
？Why？
因为他们在约旦河东已经先经历了神如何让他们得胜这个亚摩利王西宏啊跟噩这两个啊两场征战了。
Because east of the Jordan, they already experienced how God helped them to be victorious in battle.
所以他强调说，神一定会在过约旦河之后继续他这样的一个保护，所以你们跟敌人征战绝对得全胜，你们都不用担心的。
So he stresses that once you cross over, that they will be completely victorious because God will help them.
然后接下去他对耶稣亚这样说。
And then also, then he says to Joshua.
第七节把耶稣亚召来。
Verse seven, he calls over Joshua.
在以色列众人眼前对他说，你要刚强壮胆，因为你要和这百姓一同进入主向他们列祖起誓应许所赐之地，你要使他们承受那地为业。
And in verse 7, he says to Joshua in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it.
第八节说，主必在你的前面行，他必跟你同在，必不撇下你，不丢弃你，不要惧怕，不要惊惶。
Verse 8, and the Lord, He is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed.
他对这位即将要继承他工作的人说，主一定在你的前面行，所以是神在带路，不是你自己想办法，你不用担心。
So he says to his successor that God is the one who will walk before you, that you need not worry where you will go.
就好像当初神带领摩西一样。
Just as God had previously led Moses,
神总是走在前面的。
That God always walks in front.
那人就是要跟着神走就对了。
And man just needs to follow God.
神不会绝对不会撇下你，不会丢弃，神绝对不会失信呢。
That God will not forsake you.
他永远都是信实可靠的。
That He is always faithful.
他说过的话一定会实现。
That whatever He says will be fulfilled.
所以这一段话对百姓讲的话是神要摩西说的。
So these words spoken by Moses were required by God.
这个耶稣亚是神指定的继承人。
And Joshua is the successor appointed by God.
现在这前面这一段话就是让我们了解说，摩西他何等的关心百姓他们接下去要走的路程。
And from these words we see the concern of Moses for the path that the people are going to walk on.
好，所以他的心意表明了，他现在所留下的工作有人继续，他放心了。
And he's expressed his heart here, and he can rest assured that there is a successor to continue the work.
第三件事情，第九节。
And then the third thing in verse 9.
摩西将这个律法写出来，交给抬主约柜的祭司利未子孙和以色列众长老。
Verse 9, so Moses wrote this law and delivered it to the priests, the sons of Levi, who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel.
在他即将要卸下世上工作的那一个短暂的时间里，摩西特别把神的律法把它写下来。
So in the short period before he was going to put down his worldly work, he wrote down the law of God.
所以这部律法书非常关键的。
So this book of the law is very critical.
他写下之后，他把它特别交给祭司利未人就保管了。
And after he wrote the law, he delivered it to the priests.
这部律法是关乎他们的生命的。
So this law, it concerns the life of the people.
因为他们是否记住，是否有去遵行，跟他们的生死祸福有关。
Because whether they remember it and whether they do it, it has a direct relation to their life and death.
这部律法书写完之后，要放在那个约柜旁边。
So this book of the law, once written, it was to be put by the Ark of the Covenant.
这一件事情是神要他做的。
That this thing was required by God.
所以我们现在看一下第二十四节。
And let's look at verse 24.
二十四节。
24.
摩西将这个律法的话写在书上，即使写完了二十五，
25.
就吩咐抬神约柜的利未人说，26.
26.
把这律法书放在主你们神的约柜旁，可以在那里见证以色列人的不是。
Verse 24. So it was when Moses had completed writing the words of this book in a law, this word, sorry, the words of this law in a book, when they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord, saying, "Take this book of the law and put it beside the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there as a witness against you."
所以这部律法书最后要成为判定他们对错的标准了。
So this book of the law was to be a witness, for their right and wrong.
第27节说
，27.
因为我知道你们是悖逆的，是应着景象的。我今日还活着与你们同在，你们尚且违背神，何况我死后呢
？For I know your rebellion and your stiff neck. If today, while I am yet alive with you, you have been rebellious against the Lord, then how much more after my death?
这部律法书其实最后要做见证。
So this book of the law ultimately is to be a witness.
因为这部律法书写上了祝福跟咒诅的话。
Because there are words of blessing and curse.
如果他们遵守，他们就得福。
That if they obey the words, they will receive blessings.
摩西多次他说呼天唤地的啊，要百姓选择生命，不要去选择灾祸。
And so many times Moses, prevail to the people to choose life and not death.
所以现在这部书把它放在约柜旁是做见证了。
So this book is to be put beside the Ark of the Covenant as a witness.
每逢他们来到神的约柜前
that whenever they come before the Ark of the Lord,
他们 要得到恩典
that they must receive grace.
所以到施恩的宝座前他们是期待得恩典的吗？
That when they come before the mercy seat, they are seeking after grace.
那他们也期待能够得到神的话语。
And that they want to receive the word of God.
但是神的话现在等于借着摩西写下来，放在约柜旁边，这部律法书就在那里。
And this work, this word of God has been written into this book of the law.
看到的时候，你会想要去遵守吗
？So that when you see it, you will want to obey.
那你看到的时候，你知道它里面讲什么吗
？That, but when you see it, do you know what is recorded inside?
这对我们来说今天很关键的。
So this is very critical for us today.
就好像圣经放在那里。
So our Bible is there.
我们看到之后，我们会想要遵守它吗
？And when we see it, we will want to obey it.
我们会想要知道说圣经到底要告诉我什么道理
？We will want to know what exactly the Bible wants to tell us.
还是说反正就是在那边呢
？Or is it just the case that it's just
我过我自己的生活，那当参考。
That I will live my life and it's just a point of reference.
但事实上就是今天如果我们要得恩典，绝对离不开这一部圣经里面所写的话语。
But if we want to receive grace, we cannot depart from the words written in the Bible.
那这圣经也要见证我们的对错。
And this Bible also will be a witness to our right and wrong.
这就是摩西留给百姓第三件最重要的礼物。
So this is
律法书。
The third important gift that Moses left, the book of the law.
那这一部律法书，摩西特别强调啊。
So Moses emphasized.
他说这是跟你们的生死祸福有关。
That this matter is related to your life and death.
那个，我们再看回去第三十章。
And let's turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 30.
三十章的第十九节。
Chapter 30, verse 19.
我今日呼天唤地的向你做见证，我将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。
Verse 19, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life that both you and your descendants may live.
我们今天所有的一切其实都跟神的话有关系的。
So everything today is related to the word of God.
所以这个神现在留给我们的话语，我们一定要珍惜。
So the word of God that has been left for us, we must cherish it today.
这些神的话现在你看写在书上了哈。
So the word of God today is written down for us.
那除了这个书之外呢，神现在要摩西做另外一件事情，就在他要离开以前呢，很短的时间里而已哦。
And in the short period before he passed, it was another thing that God told Moses to do.
我们来看，再看回来三十一章。
Let's look at chapter 31.
三十一章，我们来看第十九节。
Chapter 31, verse 19.
现在你要写一篇歌。教导以色列人传给他们，使这歌见证他们的不是。
Now therefore write down this song for yourselves and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel.
神还要摩西写一首歌，一首很长的歌。
So God wanted Moses to write down this very long song.
这首歌要教导以色列人都要明白，而且要能够，应该是要能够唱的。
And it needed to be taught to the children of Israel so that they too may sing it.
那这首歌要成为见证他们不是的歌，就是也是做见证的歌。
And the song also is to be a witness.
而且还要教导以后的世代，世世代代都要记住，要会唱。
And it needs to be taught to all the subsequent generations as well, that they too may sing it.
神，这个是神指定的工作，在他没有完成以前，他绝对不能，绝对不会死。
So this is the work appointed by God that had to be done.
不能死啊，因为他的生死都是在神手上的。
And he would not die until he had completed this work.
这一首做见证的歌。
So the song was to be a witness.
为什么神要特别要摩西在这个时候写？
So why did God require Moses to write it at this time?
二十节说。
Verse 20 it says.
因为我将他们领进我向他们列祖起誓应许那流奶与蜜之地。他们在那里吃得饱足，身体肥胖，就必偏向别神，侍奉他们，藐视我，背弃我的约。
When I have brought them to the land flowing with milk and honey, of which I swore to their fathers, and they have eaten and filled themselves and grown fat, then they will turn to other gods and serve them, and they will provoke me and break my covenant.
21节。
21.
那时，有许多祸患灾难要临到他们，这歌必在他们面前做见证。他们后裔的口中必念诵不忘，我未领他们到我所起誓应许之地以先，他们所怀的意念我都知道了。
21. Then it shall be when many evils and troubles have come upon them that this song will testify against them as a witness, for it will not be forgotten in the mouths of their descendants, for I know the inclination of their behavior today, even before I have brought them to the land of which I swore to give them.
22节说，
22.
当日摩西就写了一篇歌，教导以色列人。
Therefore, Moses wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel.
这个叫做从神来的指示。
So this is a revelation from God.
这些话语不是摩西自己想的。
So these words were not just thought up by Moses himself.
这个歌的内容就是第三十二章所写的。
So the content of this song is in chapter 32.
这一首歌，以色列百姓人人都要会唱呢。
And that every Israelite was to be able to sing this song.
今天如果是这样的一个他的特质，有人说像国歌一样。
So this type of song can be likened today to a national anthem, perhaps.
今天我们有几个我们会唱国歌。
So how many of us here can sing the national anthem?
你知道美国的国歌是哪一首吗？
Do you know what the American national anthem is?
那国歌是什么意思吗？
And what it means?
我至少不知道。
I myself don't know.
对不对？啊，只是如果领讲的时候会作业的，知道说哦那个是什么旋律，但是那到底要讲什么，不知道。
You might know the melody, but what is it talking about? You probably don't know.
国歌它会带来一个情绪，就是说，哦，很爱国，我是这个国的人。
So an anthem can bring up a certain atmosphere.
哦，所以有时候，一国的那个音乐水平好不好，就看他的国歌做的好不好。
So whether a country's level of musicality is good, you might look at their anthem.
好多国歌是会激励那个百姓的那个士气，它会让他觉得非常有盼望，觉得我的国家很伟大。
So a good anthem, it will stir up its people's a sense of patriotism that their country is so good.
因为它代表国家嘛。
Because it represents their country.
那代表国家，但其实不是每个人都会唱啊。
But even though it represents their country, not everyone knows how to sing it.
但是这一首摩西做的歌，要以色列百姓不但当代人都要唱，而且世世代人都要会唱。
But the song of Moses, not just the people of that generation needed to sing it, but all generations thereafter.
而且这首歌其实要见证他们的不是，就是说要在唱的时候，就是在应该是说唱的时候就在骂自己，说啊，我错了，我不应该这样子。
And it was to be a witness, so that when they sang it, they would know of their own trespasses.
哎，有时候用唱的哈，还比较容易的。
So sometimes it's easier to sing in this way.
哦，但是这一首歌很长。
But this is a very long song.
其实这里面的歌词充满了许多非常我们现在看来非常阴沉，而且是很消极的责备的话语。
And the content, some of it may be rather negative or pessimistic.
但是却是神要百姓记住。
But God required the people to remember these
words. 而且要世世代代都要会唱的。
And to be able to sing it for all generations.
这首歌就是第三十二章里面的内容。
So the song is in chapter 32.
摩西得到这个指示之后，你看，其实这些信息，它要的内容是神给的啦。
So after Moses received this instruction, the content was given to him by God.
所以神给指示，神 给摩西感动。
So God gave him this revelation and inspired him.
那神也给摩西智慧跟眼光。
And also gave him this foresight and the wisdom.
他已经看到百姓接下去会做什么事。
That he was already able to see what the people would do next.
啊，其实神也知道。
And God also knew.
所以当神最后把摩西跟约书亚叫到会幕去的时候，
So when God called Moses and Joshua before the ark,
我们来先来看第31章。
In chapter 31,
第31章，我们现在如果来读，来读第十三三十一章哈。
Chapter 31,
三十一章，我们现在来看第十四节。
31 verse 14.
14节。
14.
主对摩西说，你的使其临近了，要召约书亚来，你们二人站在会幕里，我好嘱咐他。于是摩西跟约书亚去站在会幕里。
Then the Lord said to Moses, Behold, the days approach when you must die. Call Joshua and present yourselves in the tabernacle of meeting, that I may inaugurate him. So Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tabernacle of meeting.
这个事情发生的是有次序的，神他你看摩西跟百姓讲完话，摩西也跟耶稣讲完话之后。
So there was a sequence of events that Moses spoke to the people and then Moses spoke to Joshua.
那摩西现在要写律法，他特别说这个律法要教导以色列百姓，世世代代都要知道。
So Moses then has to write the law and tell the people to keep it for all generations.
为的就是要让他们都懂得敬畏神。
So that they would know how to fear the Lord.
包括以后的世代子孙都是要这样子。
And including all other subsequent generations.
好，那之后神就叫摩西跟耶稣亚到会幕去了。
And then Moses, sorry, God called Moses and Joshua to the tabernacle.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
现在在会幕里云柱中神显现，神在神就对摩西直接说。
So then God appeared at the tabernacle and spoke directly to Moses.
神的话就是第十六节说的。
And God's word in verse 16.
其实英文有一这个这一字看呐、啊。Behold, 来第十六节。
And
神对摩西说。
Verse 16, the Lord said to Moses.
然后接下去有 behold 了吗
？Behold.
对对，但是中文就把它省略掉了。其实这句话很重要。看呐、啊。
So it says here, behold, which means this is very important.
就是神要摩西，神已经知道了。神要摩西，你要再强调一次。
That God needs Moses to stress this, to pay attention.
你必和你列祖同睡，这百姓要起来，在他们所要去的地上，在那地的人中，随从外邦神行邪淫，离弃我，违背我与他们所立的约。
Behold, you will rest with your fathers, and this people will rise and play the harlot with the gods of the foreigners of the land, where they go to be among them, and they will forsake me and break my covenant, which I have made with them.
十七节
17.
那时我的怒气必向他们发作，我也必离弃他们，掩面不顾他们，以致他们被吞灭，并有许多的祸患灾难临到他们。那日他们必说，这些祸患临到我们，岂不是因我们的神不在我们中间吗？
Then my anger shall be aroused against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured. And many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, Have not these evils come upon us, because our God is not among us?
18. 那时，因他们偏向别神所行的一切恶，我必定掩面不顾他们。
And I will surely hide my face in that day, because of all the evil which they have done, in that they have turned to other gods.
其实当时候以色列人他们还没有进迦南地啊。
So at this time, the people had not yet entered Canaan.
严格来说，他们都还没有成立自己的国家啦。
So strictly speaking, they had not yet established their own nation.
因为他们还没有自己的土地啊。
Because they did not yet have their own land.
我们说国家，你一定要有人民，要有土地，要有主权，你要有那个权柄嘛。
So a country, you need your own people, your own land, your own authority.
国度都还没有建立。
So they had not established their own kingdom.
土地都还没有承受为，还没有承受啊。
They had not inherited the land.
但是神已经跟他说，你这个国家之后的命运是什么了。
But God already told them the fate of their nation.
百姓之后，他们进去得了土地之后，他们会有什么表现？神已经看得一清二楚了。
That everything that the people would do once they inherited the land, God already knew.
这个叫做全能的神。
So this is the Almighty God.
这个叫做超越时间。
And this is the God that transcends time.
在所有一切在神面前都是赤裸敞开的。
that everything before God is laid open.
都还没有发生的事，神已经看到结果了。
That before it happens, God already knows the end result.
这群百姓在这个时候，哇，很顺服啊。摩西说什么就做什么。
At this time, the people were very obedient towards the words of Moses.
但是不久之后，他们就变了。
But not long afterwards, they changed.
为什么？
Why?
这里特别强调说，他们进去得那个土地之后，他们吃了饱足，身体肥胖，他们什么都很顺利的。
And it says here that once they receive the land and that their bellies are filled.
然后他就随从外邦神，他们就想要去寻找他们自己的兴趣了。
That they will follow the foreign gods and seek after their own interests.
就背弃了神跟他们所立的约。
That they will forsake their covenant with God.
那时候他们这些动作会就是会引发神的怒气。
And that their actions would greatly anger God.
然后神就掩面不顾他们。
And then God will hide his face from them.
那接下去他们的生活，他们所遭遇的就非常凄惨了。
And then what they would face afterwards is great tragedy.
那时候他们就会说，
And at that time they would say,
这些祸患临到我们，岂不是因为我们的神不在我们中间吗？
That have not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us.
是的，神掩面不顾了。
And it is true that God has hidden his face.
但是神本来不是一直在他们中间带领他们吗？
But was not God among them all the time guiding them?
但是当神不在的时候，他们就很凄惨了。
But when God is not there, then they will face great tragedy.
那为什么会让神不在了？
And why is it that God would not be there?
就是因为他们把神所说的话当作耳边风，就不去管神说什么了。
Because they had already neglected and forgotten the word of God.
那所以因为有这一个，神已经看到了，所以接下去神说，你现在写一篇歌。来做见证，看我所讲的话有没有真实。
And because God has already seen this, he tells Moses to write this song as a witness for the faithfulness of his words.
那这个就是这一篇歌的背景。
So this is the context, the background for this song.
那也看到神的心意。
And we see the heart of God.
他要我们后代这一些属神的人呢，要深深记住，曾经有一群百姓，他们是这样子顽梗悖逆。
That he wants all generations of the people of God to remember that there were these people who were so stiff-necked and rebellious.
我们绝对不能够重蹈覆辙了。
That we cannot follow them.
如果我们在犯同样的错误，这基本上无可原谅。
Because if we commit the same wrong, then there is no forgiveness for
this. 以前百姓他们没有圣经在手上啊，记住啊。
Because remember the people at that time, they did not have their own Bibles.
要读律法书。要从他们所住的地方长途跋涉跑到神的会幕来到圣殿约柜旁边说、哎、这里有一部律法书那请那个祭司利未人说读给我们听听看吧。
And for them to hear, to see the word of God, they had to go a far off distance from where they were to the tabernacle and ask the priest to read the word of God to them.
那如果那个认真的会注意听的记住了那不知道记不多少那 记好了之后还要把它传给儿女还要传得对还不能传错、哦、
And those who listen diligently they may be able to keep a certain amount in their heart and then also be able to tell it to their subsequent generation
那个时代的人你说要知道神的律法书你如果真的不是很认真的很用心的去记你听一听就忘记不是吗
So at that time with the situation if you were not very very diligent to pay very good attention then how much would you be able to remember
管你试试看你只要都聚会，你都不要做笔记。
So if you try today and you don't take any notes during the services,
不要说讲到内容，就是题目可能都忘记了。
And never mind the content of the sermon, you might not even remember the title.
那个经文就更不用讲了。
And never mind all of the verses.
我们真的有弟兄姐妹真的来教会听听而已啊。
And there are members, brothers and sisters, that will come just to have a listen.
听了再多回去都一样啊，没变啊。
And no matter how much they hear, then they go home, but they don't change.
那如果我们没有把它记住，请问我们用什么东西来教导我们的儿女
？So if we don't remember it, what are we going to use to teach our children?
再怎么教都是我们自己的观念呢、啊。
And whatever we teach, it will be our own ideas.
我们有真的在说照神的话来教导我们儿女吗？
Have we truly taught our children according to the word of God?
如果我们不记住，请问我们怎么教
？Because if we don't remember it, how are we to teach?
那个时代为什么摩西说你要殷勤教导儿女，你要把它写在门框、门楣上，在你家你要把它创造一个环境，把它写下来，不然他不知道啊。
And God told them at that time that they need to remember it diligently to write it on their doorposts to teach it to their children.
那对我们今天来说，我们没有这个问题。
And for us today, we don't have this problem.
每个人有圣经，每个人手机里面都有神的话。
Everyone has a Bible. You can access it on your phone.
随时都有神的话语在提醒我们。
That at all times you can have the word of God to remind you.
过去以色列百姓他们所犯的错误，我们今天绝对不能再重犯。
So the wrongdoings of the people of Israel at this time, we cannot repeat it.
那这篇歌是做见证呢
？So the song is to be a witness.
第31章的第30节。
Chapter 31, verse 30.
摩西就把这一篇歌的话都说明啊，说给以色列全会众听了。
Then Moses spoke in the hearing of all the assembly of Israel the words of this song until they were ended.
好，所以摩西要离开以前，最后留下这四个礼物。
So before Moses died, he left this fourth gift.
这一段非常，是他肺腑心肠里面他的劝勉。
And these were his words of encouragement. They were of utmost importance.
要很肯定的知道说神是与他们同在的。
That they needed to be very sure that God was with them.
所以百姓不要胆怯。刚强壮胆去走你前面的路程。
So the people needed to be strong and of good courage to walk the way ahead.
他告诉百姓说：“你们一定得胜。”
And he told the people that they would be victorious.
留下了一个耶稣亚非常爱主、非常有信心、有非常刚强的继承人，继续他的工作。
And he left the faithful Joshua as his successor.
留下一部神赐福作主写得非常明白的律法书。
And he also left this book of the law, within which were the blessing and the curse of God.
留下的一篇歌。
And then he left the song.
要让他们都要记得，要唱，要去做见证，去检查自己。
And that they must remember it and sing it, and they need to remember to examine themselves.
那当然，如果我们严格说来，到第33章，他最后还留下了一段预言的祝福了。
And then also strictly speaking, if you look at chapter 33, he also leaves a final blessing.
但是 一段预言，但是那个如果以当下来说，那时候的事情都还没有发生。
In a way, it's a prophecy, and he speaks of things that have not yet happened.
就是他最后要离开前的祝福，然后之后他才上山走。
So this is his final blessing before he goes up the mountain.
哦，那这一篇歌很重要。
So this song is very important.
所以我们现在来大家看一下第32章。
So let's look at chapter 32.
我们时间一定不够，我们要等到下午再继续。
So we don't have enough time, we will continue it this afternoon.
这一篇歌它告诉我们一些道理。
So this song gives us various teachings.
就是今天我们要能够继续走在这个神的恩典的道路上，我们一定要记住要能够谨守遵行的。
And we must remember and do it if we are to continue on this path of God's grace.
我们先看那这一篇歌教完之后哈，神所说的。
So let's look at the words of God at the end of this song.
好，应该是说摩西说的话了哈。
Sorry, the words of Moses.
我们来看第四十三十二章的第四十四节。
Chapter 32, verse 44.
四十四节。
Verse 44.
摩西和论的儿子耶稣亚去将这歌的一切话都说给百姓听。
So Moses came with Joshua the son of Nun and spoke all the words of this song in the hearing of the people.
所以歌的内容就是从第一节到第四十三节。
So the content of the song is in verses 1 through 43.
然后第四十五节说。
In verse 45.
摩西向以色列众人说完了这一切话。
Moses finished speaking all these words to all Israel.
四十六。
46.
又说。我今日所警教你们的，你们都要放在心上，要吩咐你们的子孙谨守遵行这律法上的话。
And he said to them, "Set your hearts on all the words which I testify among you today, which you shall command your children to be careful to observe all the words of this law."
这些话哈，这些歌的这些话哈，你要把它放在心上哦。
So they were to put the words of the song within their hearts.
然后还要吩咐你们的子孙谨守遵行这律法上的话。
And then also they are to command their children to be careful to observe the words of the song.
47.
47.
因为这不是虚空与你们无关的事，乃是你们的生命，在你们过约旦河要得为业之地，必因这事日子得以长久。
For it is not a futile thing for you, because it is your life. And by this word you shall prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to possess.
这些话是生命的。
So these words are life.
他说我们是不是能够长久在这个神的恩典里面的关键就是我们对这些话的重视程度，我们到底有没有在做。
So whether or not we can prolong our days on this path of God's grace depends on whether or not we can remember to keep to obey these words.
这个话会决定我们是得福还是遭灾祸的。
These words will determine whether we receive blessing or curse.
我们要记在心里。
So we need to set it in our hearts.
还要吩咐我们的子孙历代遵行。
And we need to teach all generations of our children.
最后我们一定可以长久站在神的这个恩典当中。
And then we can stand firm to endure on this path of God's
grace. 走这条天国道路充满神的恩惠。
That on this path to heaven, it can be filled with the blessing
and grace of God. 而且在尽头等着我们就是永远的荣耀。
And then at the end, awaiting us will be eternal glory.
这个盼望非常明确。
That this hope is very clear.
这条路指示非常清楚。
And this path is very clear.
他要赐给我们的力量也非常肯定的。
And it is sure that God will give us strength.
我们要不断的去学习它。
And we need to continue to learn it.
我们下午再继续。
So we will continue this afternoon.
请我们一起来祷告，结束早上的聚会。
Let's end with a concluding prayer.